Welcome back in. Final hour of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezovic here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. This wild Friday morning. We've had hundreds of text messages on our text line this morning reacting to A.J. Brown being traded by the Titans to the Eagles. The Titans select Treylon Burks with their first-round pick. Trade back from number 26 as well. They pick up picks number 35 and 69. In addition to 90 that they already have. So four picks now in the top 90, but A.J. Brown, no longer a member of the Titans. Taking your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Let's go to our 1025 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Ed from Nashville, who wants to weigh in. Ed, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, thanks, guys. Hey, listen, man, I'm going to be honest about this. I don't want to hear anything from the Titans, any NFL team, of talking about saving money. It's a billion-dollar industry. I don't hear nothing about a salary cap. Look, I'm a builder. I build houses. You want ceramic tile or you want porcelain? I have to save money. Two-by-fours have gone from $1 to $12 a piece. I have to save money, not the Titans. That's what the going rate is. For a wide receiver, a top-10 wide receiver is making $25 million. Christian Kirk's making $22 million a year in Jacksonville. This is the point I want to make. We've been laughing the last couple of years about how the Jacksonville Jaguars are in total disarray. No leadership, no coaching. Guys, 2018, the Jacksonville Jaguars were up 20-10 against the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. You know why? They had Bouye. They had Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, Ndakwe. All those players are gone. They're all gone. Every player on that team, even Bortles, who started as quarterback, they're all gone. That's why they're 2-14. If you keep trading away your draft picks, especially when they turn out to be good players, you're not doing anything for the chemistry of the team. It's John Robinson's problem to keep those players. I mean, he's got to keep them on that team. Maybe he's giving too much money to Tannehill, too much money to LaJuan. That's his problem. I don't want to hear that. All I want to do is get to the Super Bowl, and you don't have to worry about a wide receiver replacing A.J. when he's already on the staff. He's already there. Why waste a pick? Everybody's saying, well, Burke could be A.J. Well, look, we don't have to worry about him being A.J. if A.J.'s on the team. You could take that draft pick and go get a quarterback. Someone that's going to help us get to the Super Bowl. I don't want to hear anything about saving money. You know, I'm done. Bye.
Hey, thanks for the call, Ed. We appreciate it. Nice therapy session for Ed there. I mean, I hear what he's saying there. Like, first off, the way he ended that call was awesome. Just, all right, I'm done.
That should be a drop now. That should be a drop.
I'm done. But I hear you saying, like, the excuse if you're the Titans of the money part of this, like, I get it. You don't want to overpay for guys.
Sure.
But if what A.J. Brown is saying is true and that your best offer was $16 million with incentives up to $20, that's not overpaying for A.J. Brown in this market. Like, the wide receiver market's been crazy. And to Ed's point there, it really all started with Christian Kirk and the Jags and that wild deal he got this offseason. But that's why I go back to what we were talking about last segment, Joe. There's something to me that doesn't make sense between Mike Vrabel and the Titans saying they're going to the extreme to keep A.J. Brown and what A.J. Brown told TD in terms of what the Titans' offer was.
Well, and one thing I do keep hearing from people who want to apologize for this, and apparently we can put Jared Stillman right at the top of the list of apologists on this move, is, well, you know, Russini's report on A.J. cutoff talks. Okay. Great. It's April. I mean, the Titans have done the same thing with a lot of guys, and maybe it wasn't this contentious, but they've gotten it done. They figured it out, and they had other options. And I just refuse to believe that they had information that told them there's no way this is working out. I don't know what that would be. That's so contrary to what AJ said. And look, if AJ's out there talking to TD, telling him specific numbers, that's pretty bold if you're lying. That is awfully bold. If you're flat out lying about the numbers you told Teron Davenport.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, that would be very bold if you're lying there.
And those numbers are ridiculous.
And he did say in that he said, quote, "I would have stayed if they offered me $22 million. Now, again, I don't put a whole lot of stock into that because I think that's something that's incredibly easy to say after your contract is already signed and you've moved on and you know that you're getting $25 million a year. So, look, I don't know whether or not A.J. Brown would have stayed for $22 million. Maybe he would have, but I don't put a whole lot of stock into that because I think it's really easy to say after it's done. But if it's true that the best offer from the Titans was $16 million, it makes me kind of wonder if you were ever really serious about keeping A.J. Brown to begin with incentives to get up to 20, just based on the market. Like, look at what the market is.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
Well, exactly. I mean, and speaking of social media, I don't think he deleted this one. I think it was the Christian Kirk deal, right? He's like, yeah. I mean, if you're the Titans and you see some of these things, you have to know that you're getting into the 20s. I think everyone expected that, right? 22. I mean, look, I wrote last week. I said they should be willing to go up to 25 a year, $70 million guaranteed. The deal that he got for the Eagles, $25 million a year, $57 million guaranteed. This is not a change for me. And you're right that the Titans, maybe they weren't serious. Maybe they're worried about his injuries. You know what? If that's the case, maybe they'll be right. I mean, we don't know how this is going to play out. But to the callers, the central point and why I think Titans fans have every right to be upset, your team just has pivoted. You can make all the go-for-it moves you like that don't work out, and that's fine, and you can complain about it at the time or after the fact. But this is a pivot from we believe we're really good and we can compete in the AFC to, well, let's reset. Let's have a competitive rebuild. Let's whatever. And that's got to be infuriating for Titans fans, especially when you consider, you know, Derrick Henry and his timeline. I mean, I think he is the best player on this football team. I would agree with anybody who says that. And I would be wanting to maximize whatever time you have left with him being that still on the football field.
I got a text here on the text line that says, "Was the Chipotle that bad?" Talking about A.J. Brown. When he missed the food poisoning. Maybe so. Maybe that left a nice little impact on him. I don't know.
Well done.
Paul on the text line says, "The first Nashville sports pain domino has fallen. Brace yourself for Forsberg to be gone next," is coming from Paul on the text line. Yeah, that question that people kept asking on the text line of, hey, who signs first, A.J. Brown or Philip Forsberg? A.J. Brown technically signed.
That's true. How about maybe Forsberg and go to Philly too? Is that possible? Forsberg and A.J. show in Philly? Kittle will move there while still playing with the Niners?
big Flyers fan. Got a texture that says, "Say that we did pay him 22 and he comes out with the same season he had last year, roughly 850 and missed games. Would you say he was overpaid then?" This is coming from a texter on the text line.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's a 4-year deal. If A.J. Brown does not have a serious injury, and right now he does not have some chronic injury that he can't overcome. If he has a serious injury that derails his career, that's one thing. If he does not have that, this contract will look like the blue light special at Kmart by the end of it.
Oh, nice reference there. LD from McMinnville on the text line says, "It seems that fans are missing the bigger story. The Titans literally just drafted a player that hunts and kills wild hogs with a knife. A freaking knife." This is coming from LD on the text. And I do love the Treylon Burks pick. I can't lie. Love me some Treylon Burks.
Yeah, I mean, none of this is any kind of comment on Burks. The comment on Burks to me is just like he's in a really bad spot, a tough spot as a rookie in this league. Because I think compared to some of the other receivers, all the evaluation on Burks is, if you watch him play, he's a player, okay? Yeah. I think he has a chance to be great in the NFL, a chance. But we know what A.J. Brown is. And the thing with Burks is I think it is going to take some time. The nuances of the game, route running, things like this, these are evaluated as not his strengths. And that's just tough when you basically are coming in to be the number one receiver.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans and A.J. Brown on our text line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. There is a new way to hear us on Nashville's Best Sports Talk, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Check us out on 106.3 as well, from downtown Nashville to Spring Hill on I-65 and to Murfreesboro on I-24. You now have two choices to hear our great sports programming and the Nashville Predators as well. Check it out on 106.3 and save it as a preset. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5, The Game.
Good God. Thanks a lot, John Robinson. You've turned me into Jared. You're fired.
Been a fired up Joe Rex Road today here on Robbie and Rex Road reacting to AJ Brown. That's fine. He'll hear it at some point. He's back in there now, though. By the way, ESPN 102.5,
I heard
Nashville's official home of NASCAR. Tune in this Sunday at 1 o'clock for the Dryden 400 at Dover International Speedway. NASCAR on 102.5, The Game, presented by Nashville Super Speedway and Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway. Also, get set for the race with Chasing Checkers with Chase McCabe every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock on 102.5, The Game.
I heard it. I wish people were watching on the stream because you did this little like point thing to the side. You're like, yeah, fire. It was incredible.
I really do want to thank John Robinson for turning me into an absolutely unhinged shock jock who's on like his 11th cup of coffee while Jared becomes the voice of reason in Nashville. Thanks a lot.
This does feel like, you know, kind of a rant for you today. It's like a 4-hour long Rex rant today is basically what this has been.
I'm sorry. I think this is a huge mistake. I don't know how things are going to turn out. AJ Brown may never be great in Philly. And Treylon Burks may be better than him. And the Titans could have a huge day today and be better next year. And that all could happen. But with the information I have available, I think they've blown this. And I think that they are thinking long-term when it wasn't time yet to think long-term. And I think they've given up on something that they had alternatives to explore moving forward. And mostly, I think AJ Brown's great. I think he's going to be a great player. And I think he's a generational pick, especially as a second rounder. And I understand some of the social media stuff and understand that he was mad about the contract and probably shouldn't have been public about that and why they wouldn't like that. But unless there's some huge piece of information we're missing here, this does not make sense to me.
Got a texter on the text line that says, okay, hear me out. The poverty franchises like the Jags completely changed the market. The good organizations like the Packers, Chiefs, and Titans realize that wide receiver market is too high for their value. I trust the strategies of those teams more than I trust the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Raiders. That's coming from a texter on the text line. So we've actually talked about that in terms of, you know, all these good teams like the Chiefs, like the Packers losing Adams, the Chiefs losing Tyreek Hill, now the Titans losing AJ Brown as I smack my microphone. Like this could be, it's a changing of the guard in the NFL. What do you make of that text of those teams are realizing the wide receiver market's too high for their value and trusting strategies of those teams more than the Jags, the Dolphins, and the Raiders that this texter brings up?
I mean, I think it's a creative way to talk yourself into this. So I'll give you some credit for that. I mean, there are other teams that are, you know, I think good franchises that are paying and going to pay receivers. You know, the market is what it is. And the thing is, the market is going that way. It's going that way for everything. The cap's going to astronomical levels. Don't fool yourself. So it's just like with Charles the other day talking about QB pay, talking about Tannehill's deal. You know, right now we're like, oh my gosh, 40? Oh, 50? It'll be 60 soon. And receivers will be in the 30s and then they'll be at 40s. And this is where it's going. So if your strategy is always to just not pay someone and always, then at some point you're going to lose out because when you have great players, you should hold on to them. There's a balance there. You know, you can't sign and keep all your good draft picks, but you need to sign and keep some of them.
Yeah, especially the great ones, like, you know, AJ Brown. And look, there's always been the guys and the people on the text line today talking about, well, what if it was a choice between AJ Brown and Jeffrey Simmons? Well, first off, I don't think it was. Like, you can still pay both of those guys. And secondly, like, I'm looking around at wide receivers right now. I get you. Look, they could go at 35 today, and they could go draft George Pickens, And maybe between one of those two guys, you've got a player like A.J. Brown. I mean, maybe Treylon Burks is that guy. I don't know. But it's interesting, the known commodity. We talked about this with draft picks. It's easy to fall in love with draft picks. Sometimes the known commodity is the way to go. That's the way the L.A. Rams have operated. Charles talked about that with us. That doesn't mean every team has to operate that way. But now, yours, to your point earlier, there's a whole lot of pressure on Treylon Burks coming in here.
Yeah, I mean, the reigning Super Bowl champion has a shirt that says F them picks, you know. Yes. Now, again, I think there's a balance, and it's not like the Rams haven't had some success in the draft, but they've been very much successful with the proven commodity model. So I don't agree with anyone who says this had to be some choice between AJ and Jeffrey Simmons. And you could have made that work. You could have made that work. Those numbers that AJ told TD, man, I think they're insulting. If that's true, I think it's actually an insulting offer. And I think that the concern here in terms of mindset with Robinson and Vrabel is that, again, I think that they are, I think to their credit in a lot of instances, I think they are very attuned to attitude and to locker room and chemistry and personality. And I think that's been part of the success here. But I'll think back to move-out day. We've talked so much about Ryan Tannehill, right? We've talked so much about Tannehill not taking any responsibility, then he doesn't show up on move-out day, and now he's deep-sea fishing for Celsius or whatever. Well, on move-out day, you know who did talk for the offense? A.J. Brown. And he stepped up, and he took all the questions, and he answered for Tannehill. And that's what he's been from my perception of A.J. Brown. I'll go back to being in Denver when they were the worst offense in the NFL, and I watched him go over there crying and hugging Marcus Mariota because he knew he just lost his job. I've had a high opinion of A.J. Brown as a person in this locker room, community, and so on and so forth pretty much from day one. And I just – so he's mad at management because he should get paid, because everybody in this league knows that you can be cut at a moment's notice. If that's all it is, that's not enough to be scared away from him. And again, there may be other information we don't have, but the information that's available, I absolutely think that John Robinson blew it here.
Scott from Goodlettsville texting in says, AJ is not great. Great is someone in the Hall of Fame or on the path to the Hall of Fame. AJ is good to very good, but injury prone. Stop the silliness of calling him a great player. This is coming from Scott in Goodlettsville.
Yeah, look, again, I'm not saying that right now he's a Hall of Famer. I do think that AJ has the kind of ability to be a Hall of Famer.
I think there's that chance too, but it's one of those things too where, you know, he's a great player for the Titans. He's been a great player for the Titans. I mean, TD brought it up earlier. Titans were 12-5 last year, right? They were 11-2 with AJ Brown. So, I mean, he's obviously been critically important. Now, does he need to stay on the field more? Yeah, that's something we've talked about. He's got to stay on the field more. The injuries are a concern. We've talked about for months, if you're on the other side of the table, if you're John Robinson, absolutely, I'm bringing up the injuries. That's certainly a part of negotiations, but if it's the dollar amount that doesn't make any sense. Like, the market has changed this offseason for wide receivers. And if the offer was actually $16 million per season with incentives to get it up to 20, then that is at odds to me with Mike Vrabel saying they went to the extreme. Like, when Mike Vrabel last night, without knowing any details, said that they went to the extreme, I was thinking A.J. Brown was asking for like $25 million a year guaranteed, or 27 a year or whatever. Like, extreme to me is not $16 million per season topped out at $20 million. Or maybe – I guess my first thought was like, how much guaranteed money is A.J. Brown asking for in this deal? I mean, I don't know what the answer to that question is, but I still go back to the going to the extreme to keep A.J. Brown here, and what A.J. Brown's numbers have been that he's thrown out there are not remotely the same thing to me.
I mean, it's like they have no idea what that means, and I don't understand. And I know that's not true, but you know, forget what he said. We do know the numbers of his deal. I mean, if Ian Rappaport hadn't reported the deal with Philly, 4 years, $100 million, $57 million guaranteed, then when Vrabel said that at his presser, I would have assumed, oh my God, he wanted like 28. He wanted like 80 guaranteed, something like that. Which even if those are the numbers, I still contend that if A.J. Brown doesn't have a disastrous injury, it would look okay by the end of the deal. But fine, at this point, in this moment, with the cap where it is, with the market where it is, that would have been extreme. I mean, as soon as Vrabel said that, we had Rappaport's numbers, reported numbers, and I'm like, well, I don't, what? And that's why, I mean, from the start, I was already like, I don't get it. And then you have what A.J. told TD, and it makes even less sense.
Let's quickly go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Adam from Portland. Adam, what's going on?
Well, what's wrong with everybody? This is nuts. He's one dude. And, you know, as a Titans, I understand. I saw the numbers. He's missed four or five games in the last 2 years. He got hurt in a bunch of games. There's a bunch of games where he's rolling around on the sideline. He ends up coming back in later, but he's unavailable. He did not crush in the playoffs. I think he had five playoff games. Can't remember him going over 50 yards in any of those games. So he's one dude, and we got a good return for him. So I just wish the fans would stop. Sick of it.
Well, I mean, he was pretty darn good in the playoff game in Cincinnati. The quarterback sucked. I mean, you could make an argument.
One dude.
Yeah, he's one dude. He's one pretty darn good dude that the Titans have not been able to find anybody like him in 20 years.
I mean, earlier, you know, I wrote that he's the most talented guy in his prime the franchise ever had at the position. And someone said, like, what about, you know, Derek Mason? I agree. Derek Mason is the best receiver in Titans history. But I think that A.J. Brown, look, I mean, I think A.J. Brown, someone said earlier, you know, Hall of Famer. I think A.J. Brown is good enough to be a Hall of Famer someday. He's got to stay healthy. He's got to stack years together. But these injury things have been a nagging thing here, a nagging thing there. It hasn't been. I think people are exaggerating that a little bit too. We'll see. We'll see how it turns out. If it was always the same knee for 3 years, okay, then it's a different discussion. But I don't get it. I don't get people who say, "Yeah, just a dude, whatever, not a big deal." I don't. Have you been watching AJ Brown play? Mute me again. Mute me.
Coming up next, it is time for Weekend Winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll make some picks for some big games coming up this weekend. Look ahead to what the Titans might do in the second round as well. Make sure you tune in for National Sounds Baseball tonight on ESPN 94.9 as the Sounds take on the St. Paul Saints, the AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins. Pregame show with Jeff Hemp starts at 6:20, and first pitch is at 6:37. Sounds Baseball on ESPN 94.9, presented by 312 Pizza Company, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and Spirited Hive. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the week, time for Weekend Winners here on Robbie and Rex Road. Lots of games, lots of action coming up this weekend, so let's get to it. Joe Rex Road, very quickly, a standings update in our competition here.
A.J. Brown went 6-0 and hit his lock, and the Titans went 0-6 and have not. Wait, what does that sound? Is that like some website I have open, or is Michelle?
It's the music, Joe, our intro.
Okay.
You just zoned out for a second. It's okay. Oh, sorry.
It's really loud. By the way, Caroline, my daughter, brought me a banana and said, next time you start yelling, here, eat this banana. So the hot, everyone thinks that, even people within my family think I'm hot taking today. So last week, Robbie had the big week, 4-2 with Locke, 5 points. I went 3-3 with Locke, 4 points. Michelle, don't ever bet on your boyfriend's teams anymore.
God,
Michelle, oh God. 1-5. I know, sorry, Ryan from Chicago. Don't beat me up. 1-5, 1 point. So
I right suck now, so bad.
Still a long way to go. I'm 37-23, 45 points. Robbie, 35-25, 43 points. Michelle, 26-34, 27 points. Suck. A lot of picking to go.
So let's get rolling today. We'll begin with the Preds and Coyotes coming up tonight, the regular season finale for the Preds. We'll just go puck line on this one. Second half of a back-to-back for the Preds, and the Coyotes have taken down the Wild and the Stars so far this week. Joe, let's start with you. The Preds and Coyotes tonight. Who you got?
It is interesting because the Coyotes are enjoying this. They're just messing everybody up. And why not go out with a flourish? But, man, with the Preds, the way they came back last night, and you got the rookie in goal tonight, and you have – whether they think it or not, to me, a very worthwhile goal ahead of you, which is to play the Flames and not the Avs in the first round. I think the Preds are going to win.
I'm going to go Preds as well. I hesitate a little bit because I think Ingram's going to be in there tonight, and you never know how that's going to go. But I think the Preds will get it done tonight. They'll win. They'll punch their ticket as the first wild card. Michelle, the Preds and the Coyotes tonight.
3 for 3. I'm going Preds as well, guys.
There we go. Sweep for the Preds. Grizzlies and Timberwolves coming up tonight in game 6 on the road for Memphis. The Grizzlies favored by 1.5 in this one. I'll start us off. Give me the Grizzlies tonight. I think the Grizzlies win this series. They close it out on the road. I'll take the Grizzlies minus 1.5. I think a big game from Ja Morant tonight, and the Grizzlies will be taking on the Golden State Warriors in the second round. Michelle, Grizz and T-Wolves tonight. Grizz favored by 1.5.
I think this has been one of the most entertaining series, which who would have thought coming into it? I think the Timberwolves are going to win tonight. So give me the Timberwolves plus 1.5. I think this one's going to 7, which will be in Memphis Sunday.
So the Timberwolves winning tonight, according to Michelle Knezovic. Joe Rexrode, the Grizzlies and the T-Wolves tonight. Grizzlies favored by 1.5.
Yeah, it's a really difficult one. You could see how the last game with that comeback, with the way Ja Morant took over, with the way it ended, how it could demoralize the T-Wolves. But you know what? They blew a freaking 26-point lead and came right back the next game. And I feel like this is a series destined for 7 and maybe even destined for a really good game 7 on Sunday. Give me the T-Wolves and the 1.5.
Nashville SC opening up Geodis Park coming up on Sunday, taking on Philadelphia. Going to be a great environment over at Nashville SC. Michelle, kick us off. Win, lose, or draw are the options. Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia.
I think Nashville SC is going to make a big splash opening their new stadium. I think that they are going to win, and we all hate Philly today, right? Because they took AJ. So they're going to beat Philly.
Yeah, maybe AJ Brown will be at the game.
That'd be weird. Wonder if he's still going to have his camp here.
I don't know. Joe, Nashville SC taking on Philadelphia. Who you got in that one? Win, lose, or draw?
Yeah, win, Nashville SC. Make it my lock.
Ooh.
Geodis has been waiting a long time for this to open. I think it's going to be an epic day. Fitzy on the fiddle for the anthem. And it's going to be an awesome day. You can't lose that. You got to win that game. They're going to roll.
I'll go draw. I think it'll end up being 1-1. The final score with Nashville SC and Philadelphia. We move to the individual portion of the program. Joe Rexrode, kick us off. Your first individual selection.
Yeah, I mean, boy, this is tough because now the NBA playoffs get to a certain point and you can't just load up on the NBA, which has been very good to me. But Celtics-Bucks game 1 Sunday, Bucks are getting 4.5.
I got them at 5.
I got them at 5, too.
You got them at 5. Okay, even better. I'm all over the Bucks, and I know Middleton's still out, the Celtics are playing great and very impressive series, but I will take those points. I think at the very least you're talking about a very close game.
I got the Bucks winning outright, but I'll take the plus 5, fear the deer, in game 1 against the Celtics, so I'll just go ahead and throw that one out there. Michelle, your first individual selection.
Okay, well, I was picking that game as well, but I'm picking Bucks plus 5, and I'm also making it my lock.
Guaranteed! Wow.
The tide has shifted with Michelle Knezovic in the box.
Fear the deer.
Fear the deer. All right, Michelle, kick us off with your second individual selection.
Okay, I'm also staying in the NBA. We got the Miami Heat and the Philadelphia 76ers. The Heat I have favored by 4.5. Give me the Heat on this one. I don't really know what this 76ers team is, to be completely honest. They had that big win last night, but I think the Heat are going to challenge them. I think they win by about 5 or more.
So Michelle going with the Heat and the Sixers, Heat favored by 4.5. Joe, I'll go hockey. The Blues taking on the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. Vegas has absolutely nothing to play for, and the Blues are still trying to chase down Minnesota. Give me the Blues minus 1.5 and make it my lock. I think St. Louis is going to absolutely destroy Vegas tonight, and they'll win by 4. So give me the Blues minus 1.5 tonight against the Vegas Golden Knights. Joe Rexrode, your second individual selection.
Thank you, Michelle. I totally miss Heat Sixers. And I'm going to jump on that one too, except I'm going Sixers. I mean, the way that they rolled.
Probably not.
In the decisive game in Toronto. All this talk about Doc Rivers going to blow it and all this stuff. That was a statement. I really like that team. And I like that series a lot too. But I'll take the 4.5 for sure.
Joe Rexrode, your final individual selection.
Okay, this is a shout out to Phyllis Pratt, my grandmother, best person I've ever known. I'm in her house, and she is the greatest Detroit Tigers fan in the world. And she has been for decades and decades. Her Tigers stink, and I'm mad for her. And the Tigers are at the Dodgers today. I don't even know what the line is. Whatever it is, I should make this my lock. Dodgers, whatever the line is, they're going to kill the Tigers. The Tigers are absolute dog water, and it pisses me off.
It's probably a run and a half, but I will double check on that to make sure. But you're locking down on the Dodgers.
I won't lie. I'm going to stick with my lock with SC. But
just, okay, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, come on, Joe. Risk it to get the biscuit.
Well, I want my grandma to be happy, so I don't want to put a lock on that. So I want to be wrong for her.
Michelle, your final individual selection.
Okay, guys. The Los Angeles Angels versus the Chicago White Sox. The White Sox are favored by 1.5. Give me the Angels. And that's all I have to say on that one.
A complete reversal this week from Michelle.
Your teams are out, Ryan, from Chicago.
That's right.
Listen, he just looks at me. Well, they lost. Oh, they lost again. So maybe if I do this, then I'll win some weekend winner points.
All right, my final pick. I'll go Tampa Bay Lightning minus 1.5 against the Islanders. Lightning have turned it on. They'll crush New York today heading into the playoffs. Lightning minus 1.5 against the Islanders. So that's going to do it for us on Weekend Winners. Ladies and gentlemen, good luck tonight. We'll see how it goes. And over the weekend as well, even though both of you pick games that happen on a Monday and are not weekend. But that's okay. Weekend Winners.
All right, back to screaming about AJ, or maybe just having this banana instead.
You have to look at the reface on Twitter of you, Rexrode's face on Jared's body.
Oh, good Lord.
Oh, yeah. Great stuff. We'll continue the conversation. Get to Call Your Shot Friday coming up next as well, including some final thoughts on AJ Brown and the Titans, what they're going to do in the second round coming up today. That's next. You're listening to Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Don't miss Nashville's best NFL draft coverage starting at 5 o'clock today on 102.5 The Game, presented by Social Furniture, Apple Collision Centers, Farm Bureau Health Plans, and the Nashville Sheriff. Be sure to join us on location as 102.5 The Game will be broadcasting live from 312 Pizza Company in Germantown. You can watch all our live coverage of the NFL draft via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Facebook page, YouTube, and Twitter. And last night is indication that you never know what's going to happen on the NFL draft. So certainly make sure you're tuned in for that. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the law offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio here with you on this Friday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Going to have Call Your Shot Friday coming up here in just a few minutes, presented by Days Delta 8, the highest quality standard of Delta 8. And for the sake of time, we're just going to focus in on what the Titans are going to do with pick number 35. But Joe, you seem to be laughing at me right now, so I don't know what's going on.
I'm not laughing at you. I just never knew that if you mash Jared and I together, we become Sloth from Goonies. So it's a nice sobering little capper on the show. Just going to go curl up in a ball the rest of the day.
There are a lot of comments to the effect of Joe Stillman on the text line today with your your thoughts on the A.J. Brown situation, I will say.
Yes.
Well, I will say the Lego hair fits you better.
I mean, that is just horrifically, obscenely disgusting, Gregory. I'm telling Elon Musk. I'm reporting you to Elon Musk.
Yes, Elon. Let's get you on the line, see if we could do something about this. So let's do today's version of Call Your Shot Friday. The Titans now, with A.J. Brown being traded, they've got a pick coming up at number 35, pick at 69, and then their same pick that they had at 90 as well. I thought for sure yesterday, Joe, that there was a chance after they drafted Treylon Burks and traded A.J. Brown that they were going to hold on at number 26 and they were going to take a quarterback. Malik Willis still on the board. Obviously, Matt Corral still on the board. Desmond Ridder still on the board. And one quarterback selected yesterday in the first round of the draft. So Call Your Shot Friday today is going to be this. What do the Titans do at number 35 overall with the pick that they acquired yesterday, trading back from number 26?
Yeah, and I think it's almost like it's either or. Are they going to go quarterback? I don't think they are. My called shot is you know what? Well, I don't, you brought this into the world, so I probably shouldn't call a shot. But as soon as you said it earlier in the show, I was like, ooh, the George Pickens, another receiver at that spot. Again, you still would be talking about, you still be talking about a team that's reliant on two rookies and a veteran good number two receiver coming off an ACL, okay, to try to replace AJ Brown. But that would at least be sellable to the whole be greater on Tannehill. Couldn't get it done with AJ, which whatever. We don't have time to keep going around and around with that, but at least it's still trying to go now. That's going to be I'll steal your idea. That's going to be my called shot. I'm going to say I don't think they are going to do the quarterback thing right now.
So you're just going to steal my George Pickens shot from right underneath me?
No, you can have that as a shot. My shot is no quarterback. I think that's a shot. I think how many people expect quarterback now?
I think a lot of people expect quarterback right now. I mean, I thought about it yesterday, and that's still, I think, going to be an option at 35, right? I mean, Tampa Bay is the first pick. They're not taking a quarterback. So Malik Willis, Desmond Ridder, Matt Corral, all those guys could still be on the board. Now, you know, I thought at one point last night there were some trades that I thought some people might trade back into the in the first round and get a quarterback. But Kenny Pickett, the lone guy, goes to the Pittsburgh Steelers last night, the only quarterback drafted in round one. So my called shot yesterday of four quarterbacks in round one, not even close, Rex Road, only one.
Yeah, and how many times do we talk about, look at these mock drafts with like one QB. Come on, it's not going to happen, right? I was very surprised too, but this was some, you know, good reporting and good information out there about how people felt about the QBs.
Michelle, what do you think the Titans do at number 35?
Robbie, as soon as you texted us about the AJ trade, in my head, I was like, they're going quarterback. I know they didn't have the 26th pick, but I still think they're going quarterback. And I think it's going to be Desmond Ridder. But, yeah, I'm pretty confident in that.
So Desmond Ridder, there's a lot of people thinking that that Ridder could be the guy coming up 35. I'm surprised that Willis is still on the board. I really am. Like, I thought somebody in the first round would have snatched him up.
Yeah, I agree. You know, I think with him, it's, you know, it's the upside, but is there enough upside? You know, I think he has the highest ceiling, but is it high enough to spend a first round pick on him? You know, Pickett was, I guess, kind of like the most ready made guy, but I'm surprised too. And he's there, you know. I think both of those guys, Ridder or Willis, could be there if the Titans want to. If the Titans do go quarterback, to me, that's basically then this whole thing is, it is a reset. It's some level of rebuild that they're going into, which again, like if you're Ryan Tannehill and that's the case, okay, so they just took away your best receiver and now they're drafting your replacement. Like what's his morale? And I understand it's pro sports. Hey, you want a job or not, you get paid $29.5 million. But think about what you're saying to, again, the players on this team right now. But I think that if that's the case, and they do that, that's what they are. They're making a play, kind of like Vrabel said, we want to be here a long time. We got to do blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what this would be.
Well, as we start to wrap up the show today, I do want to say congratulations to Treylon Burks for being drafted in the first round by the Titans. I'm really excited about Treylon Burks. I said yesterday on the show that that's who they were going to end up taking. I did not anticipate that being the scenario that they ended up getting Treylon Burks, but I like him. I think he's a really good player. I do feel bad that there's going to be a lot of discussion and pressure on him now to live up to AJ Brown, but Treylon Burks, I think, has the opportunity to be really good. I just hope that the weight of all of this does not affect him negatively for the Titans.
He was impressive. It's too bad that, because I mean, he should have been coming in here talking about how awesome it's going to be AJ Brown's understudy. Now, granted, they wouldn't have been able to get him where they were picking, but instead, AJ Brown comparisons galore, but he's a heck of a talent, and I think people are going to like him a lot.
I think people are too. And my God, he hunts hogs with knives. What more could you want out of a wide receiver than that? That's going to do it for us today. Piggy. Yeah, absolutely. That's going to do it for us today here on Robbie and Rex Road. Darren Donica Chase coming up next. They'll have you covered on the AJ Brown trade to the Philadelphia Eagles as well. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game.